There is also no deal in Phoenix when it comes to raising water rates. Last week, the city council voted down a proposed water rate increase. The plan called for an increase in Phoenix's water rates by 6% for infrastructure improvements over the next 2 years. We just heard from Phoenix's Water Services Director, Catherine Sorensen, who attended that conference in Las Vegas. And she joins us now to talk more about what's next for Phoenix's water future. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
So tell us first why a water rate was needed, you thought, here in Phoenix.
Well, there's two main reasons why a water rate increase is needed. First, we need to invest in the rehabilitation and replacement of aging infrastructure. Phoenix Water Services has been in operation for 111 years. We have 5 surface water treatment plants, 7,000 miles of pipelines, 50,000 fire hydrants, and hundreds of pump stations, reservoirs, wells, and other facilities over a 540-square-mile service territory. Our ability to continue safe, clean, reliable water deliveries is directly dependent on the state of our infrastructure.
Yeah.
Over the next 5 years, we're proposing to spend approximately $1 billion on this infrastructure. More than half of that, about $525 million, is in the replacement of water pipelines.
Right, right. So many on the Phoenix City Council, though, who voted against this said that they voted a few years ago to raise water rates in Phoenix and that they didn't want to do it again because they were told a few years ago when they voted yes on this that that would cover some of these things. What changed in that time or did anything?
So a couple of things changed, but I want to mention that the need to rehabilitate and replace aging infrastructure never goes away. Like I said, our water system is 111 years old, and its replacement cost is on the order of $15 billion. We need to invest in it continually to provide safe, clean, reliable water deliveries in our community. But what has changed, and really the second reason why a water rate increase is needed, relates to conditions on the Colorado River. 40% of Phoenix's water comes from the Colorado River. We're in year 19 of drought. In fact, scientists at Columbia are telling us that the drought severity of the last 19 years is almost as bad as the worst 19-year period of the worst mega drought. So let that sink in a little. Lake Mead water levels are at historic lows. As you mentioned in your previous story, the commissioner of the Bureau of Reclamation told us that we will most likely be at Lake Mead elevation 1050 by summer 2020. That's a year and a half away. And Arizona won't just be in a shortage at that point, we'll be in a deep shortage. I started raising the alarm with Colorado River conditions with Phoenix City Council in 2014, and I will tell you since that time things have only gotten worse. And really the big problem for us is that portions of our distribution system, mainly in North Phoenix, are entirely dependent on Colorado River water. We have alternative supplies. We've been developing these supplies for decades, but I don't have the infrastructure, the pipelines, the pump stations, the wells necessary to move those alternative supplies where they need to go during extreme shortages on the Colorado River.
So, Catherine, does that mean that time really is of the essence and that maybe you need to bring this back to before the city council, if in fact Mayor Williams follows through on that and does that, you need to get this moving quickly, because if summer of 2020 is sort of when we're looking at real problems here, you need to start getting that work done, right?
Oh, absolutely. We need to build the infrastructure to move the alternative supplies, and we need to do it now.
All right. That is Phoenix's Water Services Director, Catherine Sorensen, joining us this morning. Catherine, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.